Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got Craigslist Valentine's coming up.
Nice!
So if you're struggling to find the right gift for your sweetheart, we got you. Scoured all of Craigslist to find the best and most unique gifts for this Valentine's Day.
Good, I need some help.
You still haven't started out?
I really haven't.
Okay, good, good.
I need some help.
We got you, buddy. We got
you. Thank you.
From the text, we're getting a lot of, I'm dying to hear about Jenna's date. When are you guys going to talk about Jenna's date? 45 minutes away from that story about E-Money, a.k.a. Sweet Eric,
Dreamy.
A.k.a. Dreamy Eric.
There you go.
And did he extend his stay? Remember, he was just going to
fly
leave
through.
It loose.
Yeah.
So many questions.
His, you know, just going to keep his options open.
Uh-huh.
Play it by ear. I think
Jenna's over there grinning.
Is that a grin?
Let's call Jenna's house, see if he answers.
She doesn't have a
phone. Is she doing the poker face thing?
I don't have a landline, Al.
Oh.
Big date. We'll get into the big date.
All right.
45 minutes from now.
You guys build things up so much that if life is just like normal and happy, you're like, oh.
We want to make it really good.
I know. Somebody said, you know, I get so bored sometimes because the days are just kind of like, you know, it's a normal day. And somebody reminded me, one day you'll look back and wish you were experiencing a normal, boring day.
Word. Right.
You know, so we appreciate the normal, boring days.
Yeah.
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 One
that when she put it in that perspective, I'm like, yeah, when everything's crashing down, you'd give anything to just have a boring day with nothing going on.
Yeah, for real.
So
I call those Sundays. I call those Sundays usually.
I can give you something to do.
What?
Jerry Raspberry Sunday School class.
I went to Jerry Raspberry
Sunday
School class.
Well, you only went to the first one. This class is really taken off.
Really?
We're actually going to, a couple in our class got engaged, and they were just going to go to the Justice of the Peace, and my parents said, no, 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 we're going to throw the wedding for them at my parents' house.
They're having a wedding at their house?
I'm telling you, we have a best Sunday school class. It's really changed a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
We have young people up to this this lady. I don't want to say she's an old, but she's an older lady. She's like 80 years old. And she's just so wonderful. And we just love her. You know, she's got so much to share. We have all ages and,
Very cool.
I'm glad his class is growing.
Yeah, it's doing great.
Yeah.
We have potluck.
Like maybe we had a little something to do with that. You know,
we were there the first one. It was kind of, you know, nobody really knew it was, you know, that first Sunday was. I would love for you to come back. Maybe for the anniversary.
Yeah, we were like we're pioneers.
Yeah.
With the Jerry Raspberry Sunday School.
It would be a lovely surprise if y'all popped up
get a little
day.
Cut off of that deal.
The one-year anniversary.
Yeah, cut off that.
We'll take a love offering next time you come.
Speaking of one-year anniversaries, it's almost a one-year anniversary of my son's first one day video that we played on the radio.
Okay. I love the one day app. Yeah. Emma Kelly does too. She'll get it sometimes and just, you know, she'll just have fun with them because you can reverse the camera and film yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, you need to film your child doing it if they're real young, but when they get older, they can figure it out and they can surprise you.
With cool gifts.
Yeah. The one day app's free. You download it on the App Store or whatever, the Apple Store. And like a dad, this is something really sweet. Like JC did for Kenzie last year. You sneak off with your kid, film the video and you can email it to her. She can put it on Facebook so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
It's
and
a
that's
really
where the,
cool
the,
app.
The
it
waterworks
is.
Come.
Right.
Or and it's free.
Or maybe you can't post the video on Facebook because, you know, if you recall, this is how my son did his first one. There's a nice little intro to it because one day hooks it up with music for your videos. It's a free app, by the way.
What's your favorite thing to do with mom?
Poo-poo.
Poo-pooing is your favorite thing to do with mom?
Yeah.
All right. What he means is when you go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I like poo-pooing the Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
What does mom do better than dad?
I write and put in the poo-poo. I'm a baby on pee-poo.
So as you can tell, he likes bathroom humor.
Yeah.
Just like daddy. He poo-poo and pee-peeing on
people.
Just
like daddy.
So I was looking forward to seeing how he would do this year.
Now, how old is he now?
He is 4. He just turned 4.
Okay.
In December.
Okay.
And,
go Kaysen.
And I was hoping his answers would grow from that. You know, that was my big hope for this year. So we decided to make a Valentine's Day video for everybody. This is for the world.
For everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So generous.
This is Kaysen's. Well, this is from Kaysen. He didn't have money.
This is, hey, he bequeaths to us.
Yeah. Kaysen bequeaths to you, Kid Nation, this Valentine's Day video. Please enjoy.
What do grown-ups do on Valentine's Day?
Poop. They poop on Friday.
So you haven't changed in the last year.
Then they poop in drag.
poop in the grass.
Got it.
Huh.
How do your parents show they love you?
If you are my sunshine, you are my sunshine.
We sing songs to you?
Yeah.
Say yes. Okay.
Who is your Valentine this year?
Papa and Sissy and Mommy and Tayson and Dex.
And Dex.
Dex is our dog.
Our dog. What about at school? Who's your Valentine?
Everybody.
Yeah, showing love to everybody.
What is your favorite Valentine's Day candy?
Chocolate and cookie.
Chocolate and cookies.
Yeah. You know what? We did much better this year. You only said poop once.
Nice.
Describe true love.
When the mommy and daddy kiss.
Oh, that's true love? Do mommy and daddy kiss a lot?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
Happy gross. Valentine's Day from the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the One Day App.
That's sweet. Did he say gross?
Yeah.
Cut off.
Very nice, though.
My one advice if you have kids, don't do the camera facing you because they go nuts.
They can't keep their eyes off.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they want to scream. For some reason, opening your mouth and screaming is the coolest thing to do on the phone. I remember Emma Kelly doing that when she was little, too.
Yes. When they see themselves, they automatically open their mouths and start, and that's all you can get.
I tried one with my daughter, with Chloe. She's 2.
Not yet.
Well, we got through 3 questions.
Oh, I want to hear it.
So, okay, well, I'll get it ready for tomorrow. Maybe we'll play it quickly tomorrow.
Man, should I do it with Emma Kelly?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't want to steal your shine.
No, show us how it's got to be done.
I'll do one with Corey.
How do I
do one?
That's
funny. You should. That's funny.
Yes, Jenna?
How do I do one?
Oh.
You know what?
I actually
dated a guy. I mean, this is really sweet. He found one about like how we met or something, and he messaged me with it.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was super sweet.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about what he first thought when, you know, so that's something a guy can do for. There's all sorts of, you can create your own too.
Yeah.
You can create
your own questions
so
and everything.
You can personalize it. But if you don't have that much time or creativity, you can send it to your Valentine. I'm telling you guys, it's free and it's thoughtful. Girls don't care about the money necessarily you spend, just the thoughtfulness behind it.
Yeah. All right, then I'm done. Got my Valentine's Day present handled.
Do they have solo?
Yeah, you could do solos for just you.
You could be like your archive.
If you want.
Have no one to do this with.
If anybody finds this after I'm gone.
Maybe for the guy that you had dinner with last night.
How much longer?
I'm telling you, Jenna's poker face right now. She's acting like there's no Valentine video she could send it to, but
you guys,
30 minutes away, we'll find out. 30 minutes away.
The big date.
The highly anticipated Jenna and Eric, or as we call them, generic date.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it was my high school boyfriend.
Reunited after
It was my high school boyfriend.
Years.
We haven't seen each other in a very long time.
Yeah.
He was driving through town. We went to dinner.
So much dinner.
You guys built it up to be a date that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yep.
Did you look at each other from across the room? Holler at each other's names at the same time.
Did you do notebook jump into his arms?
Oh, yeah.
At the restaurant.
Oh, don't tell us now. Don't tell us
did
now.
Did I recognize him?
Interesting.
Did you?
Of course. It's
I'm
Eric.
I'm just throwing out some other questions.
Mm. Did he grow a Noah beard, like, from the notebook?
Yes, he's been building our dream home the last decade, waiting for me.
See, that's kind of, when you think about it in real life, that's creepy.
Yeah, no, it's not.
In real life, that's creepy. That he never got over.
I know, but that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's what could happen.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. Yeah. But coming up next, you know, if the one day app video is not enough and you need to find another.
Gosh, there's so much love. I can't handle it.
It's time for Craigslist Valentine.
No, not with this music, is not.
That was even on key.
It's because it wasn't the part I wanted. I mistimed it.
We used this music one time before, didn't we?
Yeah.
It sucked the life out of me.
You don't like this. Okay, stop the bed.
I don't like it.
Kelly didn't like it.
Well, I love you were always on my mind, but not for Craigslist Valentine.
We've got Craigslist music.
This is tradition.
We'll go to the sweet spot.
People sing along in their car.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
There you go.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
we got to get the lyrics
day.
Right.
Okay, no we're going to practice.
We'll work on it during the break.
No day.
I like Valentine's
no
Day.
No Valentine's Day. Just Valentine's.
Valentine.
We'll work on the lyrics.
All right, you sing yours, I'll sing mine.
Oh, God.
No, see, then
we need some unity in the community.
And Valentine's.
Yeah. We're going to, we got all the best gifts that Craigslist has to offer for
V-Day.
Your sweetie.
What about V-Day?
Yeah, for VD.
No.
No. What?
It's Valentine's.
Valentine's Day, VD.
Craigslist V-Day.
We got your VD gifts.
I can't wait.
Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
We literally just said we're doing Valentine's, and you
agree. Did you take a poll of Kid Nation and see what the pulse of the Kid Nation thing?
Five people. That's
we took a poll in the office.
Four.
It fits better.
Rush Shannon.
Even White Gooey Cheddar said Valentine's.
I think Valentine's Day is better.
And that's executive producer. Executive title.
I want
title.
You to say that to my face.
Kelly, if the day doesn't fit, you must quit.
I quit.
I've been watching a lot of OJ lately.
Yeah, right.
Man, I keep forgetting that's on.
All right, you guys, this is...
Come on.
This is great.
These are the finest gifts from Craigslist for your Valentine's Day because you want to get something different. You don't want what everybody else is getting.
Right.
And yeah. We also maybe can help connect people with the misconnection in time for Valentine's Day.
Here we go.
Yeah, what you got, Jenna?
Craigslist misconnection. We hooked up. It broke. Baby on the way. Woman seeking man. If you want to be in the child's life, it will be born soon. I hope you will. I am Mexican-American, 5'4", 100 pounds when we hooked up. You told me you were a business entrepreneur. I tried to draw you. I'm no police sketch artist, but I think the resemblance is there. You were Middle Eastern and tallish. We got together 3 times, then you disappeared. If anybody from the Village area in New York recognizes this man, let him know he has baby son coming.
Oh, boy.
Like you didn't get the phone number.
That's
name.
A sweet Valentine's Day.
How you hook
day.
Up multiple
3 times
without the phone number?
Right?
I don't know if that's a misconnection. I mean, it seems like they connected.
What a mess.
Yeah, right.
We have the sketch on Kid TV if you want to help this lady find her baby daddy.
Well, speaking of, if she had answered this Craigslist ad, she might not be in this predicament.
Oh,
all right, hold
Kelly.
On 1 second, Kelly.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Valentine's
so smooth.
Day sounds better.
Okay, we'll try Valentine's Day next time.
Free ovulation tests and several pregnancy tests. Free to whoever wants or needs them.
Okay.
Took the ovulation test. You might know not to be doing that.
Yeah.
That's the end of that Craigslist ad.
Hey, that's a great gift for your love.
Yeah.
They're free.
They're free.
Free.
They're free.
All right. How about this missed connection? Redhead bus driver with sexy eyes. Man-seeking woman. I'm going to guess you remember me. I think from the way our eyes met in the mirror. If you saw me again, you'd remember me and my red hair. So I'm leaving it to fate. I'll probably be driving the same route for another month or so. Let's see if we run into each other.
So he's describing himself as the sexy redhead bus driver.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was kind of like thrown off of it.
Just to let her know what's
redhead
going on.
I thought
driver.
The woman was looking for the sexy redhead bus driver. He's like, no, I am the sexy redhead bus driver.
Yeah.
Did he describe her?
No.
No, just him.
Not one bit.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's
Day.
3 free Blu-ray slip covers, Sinister 2, 1 hour photo, and Maze Runner 2. I was going to throw out these 3 Blu-ray slip covers, but thought I'd see if anybody wanted them for Valentine's Day. Hmm. They are in new condition. These are not the actual movies.
Oh, my God.
Just the slip covers.
What? What are
Contact
you
me. Best offer.
Who wants a piece of paper?
Collector or somebody who wants.
You can make art out of it.
Yeah, you make art.
A collage.
Make it look like you have art. A legit movie
you
collection.
You do that thing with paste and stuff.
Yeah.
Decoupage.
Paper mache.
Decoupage.
Oh, right.
Decoupage.
I've always wanted to do that.
It's fun.
What is this?
I've never done it.
Decoupage.
It looks
like a white glue.
I got a cousin named Decoupage.
You know.
Here we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Super Bowl 50 celebratory sign. Only a dozen made, very few exist intact. Some minor scratches near bottom and Super Bowl 50 lettering has been temporarily rearranged to say Sperm Al 05. But you can rearrange letters to say whatever you want them to after you come down to my garage. You can pay $5,000 or choose to answer a series of riddles followed by an erotic-themed scavenger hunt in my apartment.
Oh, my.
Cash only. You should probably bring a flatbed truck. I nearly tweaked my back getting this thing into my RAV4.
That is cool, though.
It's huge.
I would love that in my backyard.
Well, it's a super. You could, I guess, it's a big 50.
Yeah.
You could redecorate it for a 50th anniversary or 50th birthday party with different.
Or five.
I'd be scared to go get it though if I'm going to be trapped into some sort of erotic themed scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
That sounds like scary to me.
That could be a problem.
Huh. All right.
It's huge.
What Kelly's got? Yep.
All right.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
It's another misconnection.
Yes.
All right. This is a woman seeking a man. Berkshires and Lake Worth is the area. All right.
Yeah.
The Swanson TV dinners were on sale. There were only two Salisbury steaks left. It's my favorite. I reached open the glass doors and I saw your reflection. You said you couldn't believe the selection was so bad. I told you it was because this was the last day of the sale. I let you have the last two because I knew I could get a rain check that would let me come back and get the sale price.
Yeah.
Oh, how romantic.
So romantic, right?
So good.
You had weathered skin and a goofy smile. The only other thing I remember is your sagging pants and scruffy beard. I was the lady in the electric cart. I'm not disabled, just lazy, and I eat a lot. It shows. You probably can't read, so I doubt you will see this. Now, this is now sounding like this isn't real.
No, it's real. It's real. We got the we got the seal of realness from Psycho Shannon.
Psycho Shannon.
She said every one of these is 100.
I swear to you that was posted on Craigslist.
Absolutely. Do not doubt the misconnection.
People in those carts get enough grief as it is. And then people
Kelly, it was Salisbury steak. I mean, how much more real can you get than that?
What you got, Al?
King pillow top mattress got rained on.
Oh, no, man.
This was a new mattress that a friend left when they were moving.
Uh-huh.
It has since been rained on, and it weighs a ton. It costs $1,100 from Costco.
You can never dry that out, can you?
It's free for the taking. Free, ladies and gentlemen. Free. My favorite four-letter word. Please email me for the location. Sorry, lost my phone yesterday.
Yeah, you could never air that out.
Bacteria.
See, but it's free, though.
It's free, though.
It's free.
Well, then just leave it there, right? Yeah,
I bought a used hotel one once.
What do they call it? Bulk garbage pickup will be by.
It's free.
But it's free.
You're looking for something for the one you love.
Yeah. Okay, we got a misconnection here.
Okay.
Hit that again, Shannon, please. Thank you.
A lot of misconnections
I know.
For Valentine's Day.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Craigslist
singular. Is plural now or a possessive? I'm very confused.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Messing me up.
What were you saying, Valentine?
I'm saying Valentine.
Valentine's Day?
You gotta throw the Valentine's. Yes.
So there's got possessive of what?
Valentine.
Nothing.
Like Valentine's weekend?
It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's what? Well, you're not saying day, so just Valentine.
No, it's Valentine's.
I'll just read your misconnection.
We're just trying to be cool.
Read your misconnection.
Look at the English major over there. She knows. Craigslist misconnection, pink boots and Safeway. Man seeking woman in Reno. Check this out. I just pulled up to Safeway on my 2005 camel print Yamaha YFZ450 ATV.
All right, then.
With a custom hunting rack I ordered from the online Cabela store. I mentioned this because I noticed you checking it out as I throttled up.
Oh.
Kick-ass squad must not have been enough to seal the deal as I saw you quickly scamper to the grocery store. It's all good. I flicked my Copenhagen and followed your scent to the dairy and frozen foods aisle.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. I played coy as I saw you trying to decide between Munster cheese or a brick of Velveeta. Velveeta. You went with Munster. Must have been payday.
I love Munster.
It's really
good.
It's
very mild.
Yeah. It's really expensive.
It melts well.
You flashed a tempting eye my way that pushed my pedal to the metal. I knew the time was now.
Mm-hmm.
We frolicked back to the employees-only break room in the back. Conveniently unlocked.
What?
For the next 45 minutes, spent time together that must have gotten loud right before I passed out.
What?
Okay, this is creepy.
When I finally came to, I was surrounded by Reno's finest and the district manager of Safeway. I can't remember much of what happened that day, except you were wearing the best-looking pink bedazzled boots I've ever seen. If you're out there, baby, come home to daddy. I'll keep you safe, baby.
I think people go on Craigslist to practice amateur erotica fiction.
So they hooked up in the by the cheese.
This is not happening in America.
It's
back
happening.
To the employee
men are not
break
attracted
room.
To rhinestone bedazzled Uggs.
If you're riding a camel print Yamaha YFZ450 ATV with custom hunting rack that he ordered from Cabela's.
You
I'm
might
telling
be.
You, this is just somebody practicing.
I don't think so.
And then he passed out in the break room.
He passed out.
She slipped him a Mickey or something.
The love was just that crazy.
All right. Well, I hope we've given you some Valentine's day ideas.
Yeah, yeah. I hope these people find each other.
If they did, it's because of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because of us. I wonder if that guy was on his way to Carlsbad, California.
Uh-oh. That sounds familiar. That sounds like a segue right there.
It was a rocky segue.
Uh-huh.
I'd say that.
But it was a segue.
But it was a segue. So Jenna is contacted by her former high school lover.
Lover?
It ended nicely. It just ended. It wasn't ugly.
Yeah. First boyfriend, right, Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, first love, probably.
First love?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You guys dance, do the butt grab when you dance, slow dance?
I went to private Catholic school. We had to keep distance.
Gotcha.
Call it the palm.
He contacted Jenna, said, hey, I'm going to roll by your city. I would love to meet up. Haven't seen you in, what, 10 years?
10 years.
And
that's Jenna's heart right there.
10 years.
And Jenna's heart just started a thumping.
Ooh.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
It did.
Did it?
It did. What happened in the reunion of a lifetime?
We want all the juicy details.
Reunion.
And even if they're not juicy, just lie.
Yeah.
So we'll be satisfied.
Feels so good.
The date between Jenna and Eric, as we call them, generic.
Oh, my God.
The details are next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Jenna, Kid Nation is so excited.
Oh, my God.
Some of the text messages we were getting from you. Is it bad that I'm purposely driving slow to work so I can hear about Jenna's day?
No,
it's not bad. You know what? It's really safe, actually. This one says, I can't wait to hear about Jenna's date, and I'm driving around waiting. I then remember the lady caller from a couple years ago that used to tell her husband that she was just out getting gas.
Or working out.
Or working out,
working out,
right? She'd go work out. That's what it was.
Yeah. I bet she's driving around right now, aimlessly, waiting to hear about this date.
She still calls the show, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm such a bad mom. I ran my daughter into her daycare, kissed her forehead, raced back to the car so I could hear how the big date went. Hopefully you're back in the car because it's time.
Yep.
It's time for the Jenna and Eric reunion story.
Reunited and it feels so good.
So, Eric, he's probably the stud in high school, right? Everybody wanted him.
Eric's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's times like that you aren't sure what to expect, or, you know, when people from your past come up and you're like, oh, I can't believe I dated that guy, or I want to delete that from my history.
Sure.
Or, you know, this is one of those situations for me that I'm like, gosh, what a great first boyfriend.
Yeah.
What a great guy. He's still a great guy, and he's so much like me, which is interesting.
All right.
Okay.
Know? Was
Perfect.
He more of the athlete?
No.
Scholar?
I mean, he played tennis.
Okay.
Smart. Yeah, he's smart.
Got them short
Very
shorts.
Chill.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right.
You know, a guy's guy.
Guy's
tall.
Guy. How tall is he?
No, not tall. Not short. Just...
I saw the picture of you at your graduation. He wasn't that tall.
I'd say average.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say average guy height. Not tall, not short.
So you were awaiting the date.
But you guys, I haven't seen him in 10 years. And I've never really experienced something like that, where you dated someone or you're really close with them and their family. And he's best friends with all of my best guy friends from high school and college.
Yeah.
He still is. They all live in Cincinnati. Still great friends. Every single one of them has gotten married and had babies, except for Eric.
Eric's still single?
And you.
Yeah.
And you're single.
Right?
Yeah, buddy. All right.
What does that say? So I picked him up at his hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You picked him up.
Took him to my new house that I'm renting.
Okay. But
Did he pick a nice hotel?
Yeah.
You gave him, like, choices.
Yeah. He picked a good hotel.
Okay.
But when you first saw him,
yeah.
Did you get that butterfly feeling? Like, oh, boy, I'm going to kiss him tonight.
Why would you jump to that?
You do. That's what guys do.
Guys do.
How do you guys want me to play this? Do you want me to make this an elaborate soap opera, or do you want me to make it honest? Because I'm afraid
honest is going to be boring.
A little bit of both.
Okay. Okay. So you pick him up. You go up to his hotel room.
No, I picked him up out front.
Oh, okay. All right. So he gets in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets in the car.
And he says. Jenna's been
I actually got out of the car. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I'm a girl picking up a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I got out of the car and gave him a hug. I haven't seen this guy in 10 years.
Right,
so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I imagine.
A little bit. I mean, I wasn't nervous or uncomfortable because we know each other well, but we don't know each other anymore.
Right.
You know?
So the first stop is your new house.
New house. Took him to the new house.
Okay.
I painted some walls yesterday to see what paint color I wanted. Yeah, so I showed him the new house. He thought it was great.
Did he like it?
Did he
start saying, I'll put the big screen right here and all?
No, he's moving to California for 7 months. I told him to go to rock school to take over the family jewelry business. So
rock school. School of rock.
Because we got a drink instead of sitting down for dinner. We had a 3.5-hour dinner.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh.
What was the first thing he said to you? Was it like, Jenna, so
it was
good
just
to hear
like,
you?
Oh, Jenna, great to see you. how have you been? Yeah. And then you have 10 years to catch up on.
Right.
So we went through
10 years.
Everything that's happened in our lives in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Talked about you guys, talked about work, talked about, I mean, everything. The conversation was great.
Yeah.
Conversation was great. I told him about, you know, my last failed relationship a little bit.
Yeah.
Ask him about his. It is weird because do you talk like friends or do you talk like you used to date? Because, you know, when you talk to an ex, you don't really talk about other romantic relationships.
Yeah, right, because you don't know what's going on.
But if it's a friend, yeah, but so much time has passed. It's like, well, why aren't you with anyone? And he's like, everyone in Cincinnati asked me that. Like, why? And he's like, I just haven't found anyone I want to be with and
since
I'm not worried about
you,
it.
Since you, Jenna. No one compares.
It is interesting.
Nothing compares to you.
Out of every guy I've dated, I mean, him and I definitely got along the best. Like, Eric and I never fought. Like, we got along very well. We have a lot in common. You know, very compatible. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice to be like, gosh, where did I go wrong in the last few years of my life?
That's what you start asking yourself.
Like, where did I go wrong with the people I started dating?
No, it's not
and
that.
Not dating someone that was like, he was so, like, complimentary about my job and work and just like he's just saying like that he was proud and it was very cool. It was nice.
Did you start feeling any spark at any time?
Was there any attraction there? Was that was
physical attraction
still there that you used to have?
He's a good looking guy. He is. He is. I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I'm a little thrown, honestly, by the whole thing. I don't know what to make of it. I don't think that I wasn't getting that vibe from him that he was in, you know, that he was trying to see. He's not an outwardly
most guys
flirtatious
are,
or affectionate guy.
Yeah.
So we really just talked about everything in our lives.
I think.
And it's weird because we're kind of, even though we haven't spent any time together in 10 years, we've kind of gone the same way and feel the same way about life and things. Yeah.
I think if I'm on a date or rekindle, I see a girl that I dated 10 years ago that I really liked and we broke up, but we're still cool. I think it wouldn't be long into the date that I'd be thinking, maybe we should. Maybe something, you know, maybe we should start doing something.
Well, that would be helpful if you lived in the same city.
Well, true, but
there's no chance of me, you know, he's going to be living in Cincinnati. So I think I've been a little hurt in the past. So I'm a little closed off right now.
Mm.
Not intentionally.
Yeah.
Just I'm a little bit like, why would I even venture down that path with my past?
Because he could
with
be
someone
a
that's
here.
Not going to live here. I want to be with someone that's going to be a part of my day-to-day life. That's number one for me. I'm certain about it. I feel strongly about it. I don't think life's about these huge romantic moments that happen once a year in a long-distance relationship. I want someone that's going to, like, just be there when I get home from work for those damn boring days.
It's so much
fun. Want to spend time. Exactly. I want to spend time with someone like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking for. So just process of elimination that rolls him out. He's not here.
E-Money could do that and make it happen.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He can move the family business here.
He's still here. He's probably listening right now.
Oh,
he's never
good.
Listened to the show.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. He was like, so I can, like, turn on the radio and hear you? I'm like, yes, I think so.
Oh, he's totally listening right now.
Yeah.
In fact, Eric, come on in.
I told him he's headed through Austin and driving to California.
Yeah.
So if I get out of work in time today, we're going to go have lunch.
Okay.
So
yeah, Austin's not on the way.
Wait.
California.
2-3 hours away.
This is great because when does he have to get to Rock School?
Oh, he's just trying to see everybody.
Rock School, a week. Rock School starts in a week.
In a week. He could get to California in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Rob Kardashian did it.
Yeah. Technically, he could stay here for another 5 to 6 days.
He's going to see another girlfriend in Austin.
Oh.
Not a girlfriend, just the family girl.
A friend that happens to be a girl.
Yeah.
But it made me realize he didn't just drive all the way to Dallas to see me. He has this, you know, thing plotted out to stay with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like The Bachelor. He's just checking out which girls are potential wife mates.
I don't know how. I need more time. I need more time to even consider that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'd need more time. So how do you? I haven't had any time in 10 years to even think about that.
Just 3 hours of conversation.
3.5 hours of catching up. It was great. I mean, him and I get along great. You know.
So at the end of the night, you dropped him off at the hotel?
I did.
You stayed there with him because you didn't want to drive? Or you took him back to your house? Or
you guys, as boring as it is and non-romantic, we had a great night. And I took him to his hotel and I drove home and went to bed.
Kissy, kissy?
There was no...
Kissy, kissy?
He didn't ask me to stay.
Kissy, kissy?
Come on. No wedding march, but did you get a little sugar?
I didn't get any sugar.
Eric!
Jenna!
Come on! No,
Jenna.
It's not Jenna's fault, Al. It's Eric's fault. Eric should
die.
Smoochy smooch?
No.
After 10 years?
I know.
You gotta at least see if the tongue still works, right?
Y'all's... Oh, we don't have to get
you
all
guys
graphic.
Are gross.
Yeah, Al.
I mean,
that's on the dude. And he probably, like Jenna said, he's just...
I'll tell you, I walked away like, I'm really happy that this was my first everything.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy and still a great guy and is doing really well. And I don't know, our lives, we don't live in the same city. I'm telling you guys, that's most important to me. I want someone that's going to be here for me every day.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know how people do long distance. I don't know how they do
it. It's tough, yeah.
I'm not a believer in absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Al, what's your plan of action when your girlfriend moves to Detroit for 3 years?
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day, dog. Then I'll get with you on that deal.
Yeah.
You've been telling us Valentine's Day is coming for 2 weeks, and you have done nothing.
I haven't done a day.
Have you made a reservation?
No, I know what I'm going to do. I know where we're going.
Have you made the reservation?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, when he says, I got it. Potential
Valentine's with Eric, maybe.
He threw out coming to visit him in California. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to disappoint
you
guys.
It's not disappointing.
Because you guys build it up, and it's like, yeah, it is boring because it was just a regular night, and it was exciting.
Yeah.
It was really nice. You know, it was just a nice night. It was, you know, I needed that. I needed a nice night, someone that knows me and is
excited there was a cool guy coming in that you genuinely liked back in the day.
Trust me, you guys, I would like nothing more than to walk in here one day and be like, oh, my gosh, I found the one. And you guys will be the first to know.
Yeah.
I will tell you, and I'm...
But it wasn't Eric.
I mean, in 3.5 hours, I can't say with, you know, certainty.
But the generic name really worked well, so maybe we can hook you up with another dude named Eric.
Okay.
If your name is Eric,
and you'd like to take a shot with Jenna.
Yeah. Or maybe even Derek.
We could do Derek.
Derek could work.
Derek, Eric, Ferrick.
Maybe we could think of another word. So we're not just limiting ourselves.
No, I like your name.
You want to think of my couple's name first before we find the guy name?
I think that would be easiest.
That helps.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll have a pool party with all Erics this summer.
Eric pool party.
Idea.
The Eric party.
You remember how Bruce Jenner, when he was Bruce Jenner, used to throw the Bruce party?
Uh-huh. All his Bruce friends.
It's true.
Yeah.
And he'd invite everybody named Bruce to come. And it was like, became a big deal.
So is Caitlyn going to do Caitlyn parties now and only Caitlyn show up?
I don't think so.
I almost think it's harder to go back and revisit the past and make something work in any situation than it is to meet someone new and be on a first date.
Yeah. No, because all you have are those memories from long ago.
And they're good memories.
Hopefully so. And you're constantly it's like when you go out and you have a really good time and then you don't go out for a while and you're like, I want to go out and have a good time like that again. All you're thinking about is that good time you had.
You romanticize the past.
Yeah.
We're all guilty of that. This is whenever you break up, you go on.
You do.
I'm guilty. You go on Facebook and look up, what is that ex-boyfriend doing? What is that ex-boyfriend doing?
We have a lot of dudes saying that they're going to go to the courthouse and change their name to Eric.
That's sweet. I'm so flattered by that. I wish I could meet all of you.
You can.
Well, you can.
It sure seems like there's a lot of you out there that think I'm great, but I don't.
You can meet them all one at a time.
My life is sure lacking a lot of romance.
So maybe we could throw a mixer.
Yeah.
And just for Jenna mixer.
Mm-hmm. We could do a bachelorette type mixer thing.
Kid, you know what? They used Jenna.
I'll do it.
I paid my dues on this show. Kid used to make me date listeners all the time. Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
We'll do it.
I've always been against it, but the way I live, I don't go to bars. I'm not going to meet people anymore. I'm over that.
You
so I'm not
going to
meet people sitting at home. So you guys set me up.
The pyramid of. I did pyramid of dating where I went out with like a bunch of guys, and each week I had a friend with me to help. I met some of the nicest men, and I still cross paths with them.
And remember, we had Troy that used to work in production.
Yeah.
Yes.
He met his wife with a dating.
It was right after The Bachelor started. We made Troy our bachelor, and one of the girls that signed up ended up being the wife. I think they got three or four kids now.
Yes.
I just feel like there's an element of desperation associated with all that kind of stuff. When honestly, I'd love to be in love, but I'm okay alone.
It's not desperation. No.
The clock's ticking, Jenna. Let's face it.
What clock
are you talking about?
The generic, the Jenna clock. It's ticking.
What clock are you referring to? I don't have a watch on. What clock?
It's the Jenna clock.
My ovaries?
They're
probably dead? What?
All right.
What?
Nice, Al.
Maybe you could still take part in this bit coming up here, Jenna, because we're doing, normally we do first world problems, but today, since it's Valentine's Day around the corner.
Yeah. What, single girl problems?
Yeah, we're doing single problems, not
single
just girl.
Single
problems like this one from Jesse. When you notice a cute guy in church, bump into him, and then you find out he's taken on Facebook. Hashtag single problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
I could like the whole segment.
Yeah. Jenna, you might have a couple for us.
Start making your list.
But did Eric like the paint in the house, though?
He liked the same one I picked out.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning, we'll have an interview with L.A. Reid. You know him from when we had the X Factor here in the States.
L.A. Reid. The L.A. Reid?
The L.A. Reid. If you're into music, this dude has worked with the biggest artists in the world. Like, think of an artist, and he's probably worked with them. And he's discovered great artists, too.
Oh, yeah.
Including, wow. he had a big hand in helping Justin Bieber out, and Usher, and Rihanna.
Just anybody. Anybody who's anybody in music.
Exactly. He's big time. He's coming in later on today, and we'll play it back for you tomorrow. And Kelly's going to catch you up with everything celebrity-wise with the Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes. But right now, we got to get to this. Normally, we do first world problems, but since Valentine's Day is around the corner, we thought we'd do a little single problems.
Single people problems. Yeah.
Why not? Like this one right here.
All right.
When you're checking out the 6'3" blonde at Starbucks, but then you realize that they're still in high school and you're not. Hashtag single problems.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
That moment when you finally get up the courage to talk to the girl in accounting, to only be interrupted by her husband and child walking in behind you. Hashtag single problems. Or this one, that moment when you hook up with your ex, but you have a Valentine's already. Whoops.
Oh, boy.
That's not really single. That's a...
That's what? Two-timing problem.
Yeah, right?
That's two-time problem.
Roy says, perks of having a girlfriend now is that she can clean up my eyebrows. Hashtag single problems.
That's...
What? No
These are
way.
Benefits.
Yeah.
People don't get this sometimes.
I like Corey's idea, though. We should get rid of Valentine's Day and replace it with a second Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
It's going to eat.
When all the good restaurant coupons in the passbook are buy one, get one free, you only need one meal.
Oh. And take one and freeze it for later.
I really hate when I have, like, a scratch or an itch that I can't scratch on my back. And then you just, like... remember that someone
zipper.
Was there and I can't get out of my
can't
clothes.
Reach.
The struggle.
Lauren says, when you're working out next to a hot guy in the gym and you can't see his ring finger, hashtag single problem.
It's true.
It is. And, but you know what? In the gym, you can't tell. A lot of guys take the ring off, right?
Take it off because you don't want to get it caught like Jimmy Fallon did and then it rips your finger off.
Ooh, right.
Ugly. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT if you want to call in.
Yeah, you could also use that same number to text us.
Call or text.
Let's talk to Lauren here. She was at the gym, too. What's going on at the gym, Lauren?
Hey, okay. So I was at the gym one time and me and this guy were totally making eyes at each other the whole time, checking each other out. And I left a little before him, got in my car. He came out shortly after me, and I saw in my rearview mirror that he was making out with his boyfriend at his car.
Maybe he just liked your style. Like
Hey, that is real.
They even appreciate a woman's body.
They're
they
complimentary.
Do.
They're
yeah,
really
it
nice.
Was that. And I was feeling good because I wasn't looking good. I didn't have makeup on. My hair was up, and I was like, man, this guy must really like me for who I am. And then all of a sudden...
Hey, at least he made you feel good while you were at the gym. You know, Lauren?
For a minute.
I had a cute guy come up to me at the gym yesterday, and I was like, oh, cool. And he goes, I have never seen anyone with such great, great trunk stability. I'm pretty sure that he wasn't straight. And I was like, oh, yeah, cute guys hitting on me at the gym. And then for him to word it that way, I've never had anyone tell me that I have great trunk stability. I was like, thank you. So, okay.
Yeah, what do you say to that? Yeah, right, exactly. Lauren, thank you for your call. Good luck at the gym finding that man, girl.
I haven't even heard of that.
I know. I was like, just so taken aback. I thought this guy was going to hit on me. And it was like, I think he was just giving me a very platonic compliment.
Yeah, and your trunk stability, Jenna. I'm going to use that compliment more often. That's great, nice.
It's a deep workout compliment.
Hey, Jen, go ahead and give us your single problem.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I sent myself chocolate-covered strawberries from a fake boyfriend and talked on the card about our date on Saturday. So now I'm going to have to make up a fake date story to tell at work on Monday.
What was your fake boyfriend's name?
Carlos.
Yeah, you went for the Latino.
Oh, but did you enjoy those strawberries?
You know, I get them tomorrow, so we'll see.
I love your creativity.
Hey, good job, Jen. Because all the girls at work are going to be so jealous.
A lot of girls do that. They'll have themselves flowers sent so people can, you know, who sent you the flowers? Somebody special, just to make them wonder.
Yeah. Why not?
You don't want to be the only girl at the office that doesn't get anything.
Yeah. You rock those strawberries, Jen.
I love that.
I'll admit it. In high school, I sent myself a Valentine's gram.
You did?
Yeah. Because I didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
So I sent one. It was like my girlfriend had just dumped me and I was feeling down. So I was like, I'm going to send myself one and make her jealous in class.
Did it work?
Nope.
No. we should help her come up with a great fake date.
Story, yeah.
Yeah.
But it can't be too, that's the secret.
Can't
don't
be
go too overboard.
No. Yeah, Jen,
it's fake.
Hold on. Hold on, we're going to get your information, and then we're going to ask Kid Nation to write us a cool fake story for Jen and Carlos.
Not too over the top, Carlos.
Not too over the top, Kid Nation. Go to our Facebook page and write us your date story for Jen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Keep it simple.
Hold on, Jen, we got you.
Simple and sweet.
Simple and sweet. Let's go with Cassidy.
Okay.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hey, good morning. So my single problem is I go to Starbucks to study and make some really intense eye contact with a guy, give him my number super smooth. It's like, oh, hey, look, you dropped this. He texts me 30 minutes later. Already had his number in my phone because I had talked to him on Tinder and ruled him out because he was a creep.
Plot twist.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cassidy.
Oh, man.
It was the most awkward thing. I laughed for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What was so creepy about him?
He just, like, went straight for, you know,
the hookup.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good for you for ruling
him
out,
Cassidy.
Some
guys do that, and some guys are really looking for relationships.
Yeah. Wow. Man.
But I wonder if, well... If a guy is creepy on Tinder, would he be creepy in another scenario? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, he's creepy online.
Maybe, well, like if he walked up to me and like swiped my forehead.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if that's your perception of what it is, and it's, you know, some people do look at those online dating sites as just hookup sites. Would that guy who would be creepy there be creepy if you met him in a Starbucks situation?
Maybe not.
He'd be a different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes people, they have courage to do stuff online that they never do in person.
But he might be a wonderful boyfriend who just like was dabbling and messing and seeing what all the you know what I mean?
But once you're labeled creepy,
you can't recover that.
You know? He's done.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing a guy could be to a girl is creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, I feel you. What's going on with you this weekend?
This weekend is my birthday, and the most depressing part of it is being single on Valentine's Day when it's your birthday.
So it's every so if you're single on Valentine's Day, you still have your birthday to celebrate.
Right.
What are you going to do? Anything?
Well, I'm going to have dinner with my family.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
Well, those are the people who really love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll never swipe left on you. They'll always swipe
right.
They'll always swipe right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but a birthday on Valentine's Day, you can't just avoid Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. There's nothing else to say than it does suck.
But maybe you'll lock eyes with somebody at the restaurant with your family, and then boom.
And he's on a date with someone on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, and then you can do single problems again. Thank you for your call, Emily.
We wish you love. That's what I wish you for your birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Cindy, you're recently single, huh?
Yes.
Already having them problems. What's going on?
Broke up at the new year.
Mm.
It was a very long relationship. It began here in San Antonio, 2-year relationship. And then he moved away. It became a 6-year long distance relationship.
Oh.
Off and on. And now I found more wrinkles than I had when I met him, and I have to start over.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
I get it, girl.
Breaking my heart, sweetie.
Oh, man.
But it's not over. Trust me. Every time I think it's over, it's not over.
New beginning.
You are my inspiration.
Thank you.
And I see that you can still find a man, I kind of say, yeah.
You can, that's right. If Kelly can... Oh, my God.
Oh, I love you, Cindy.
That's right, Cindy, if
somewhere.
I can.
Yeah. I don't know where, though. Wow.
Well, you need to get, like, I'm telling you, online dating, that the apps and stuff, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. I want to do like Jenna, like she said. I wish I could meet everybody all at once, you know, like The Bachelor or something.
Yeah, yeah, just abbreviate this process.
Well, when we do the whole dating thing with Jenna.
Get it over with.
If we do this whole thing with Jenna, just stand outside of the event. And then
we're
coming out
and get us scraps.
And his leftovers.
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be listening. Yeah,
but I don't want The Bachelor 26. I want 150.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you that.
I think 150.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. All right, Cindy, good luck.
I want extreme bachelor.
We're going to make this happen, Jenna.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? That'd be like Chum in the Water. Just Jenna. And all Jenna's these the only men girl allowed. Around her. It's just kind of exciting and creepy.
Right. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
My two favorite words.
Yeah.
We're doing single problems instead of first world problems today. Erin, what's yours?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, you know, since it's leap year, I decided to propose to my boyfriend, and he said no.
Oh, no!
Oh, Erin!
What?
He said no?
He said no.
Did you get down on one knee? I wonder how girls do it.
No, I didn't get down on one knee.
What did he
do you
say?
Think it's, okay,
exactly.
Well, stupid Amazon, you know how they send you the text when your package arrives?
Yeah.
Well, I got a text and it was like, oh, this ring came in the mail. And he was like, oh, I'm going to go to the post office and get it. So he went to the post office and he was like, here, open it. And I'm sitting here holding this little box. And he's like, what? And I was like, well, will you marry me? And he was like, nope. And laughed at me.
Oh, what a jerk.
What? Okay, you know what, though? Maybe, here's the thing. Maybe he's a traditionalist, and maybe he's got something planned for you.
Yeah, that was a bold move.
Are you full?
Because if you thought you were in the... I mean, if you think you're on the same page with marriage, maybe he was planning something, and he wants to be the one.
What else did he say other than no?
Well, I mean, we laughed it off. We're still together. I mean, we had a home and have a baby together. But I took it serious. I was like,
what? Erin, it'll come.
Good for you for still being together.
Yeah. Maybe he just wants to be the one.
Yeah.
My God.
But did he say, no, I love you, I want to still be together, I'm just not ready?
No, he was just like, no, and laughed at me. And he was like, well, you know, we have a lot of things to talk about. And our relationship is rocky. And,
man.
You know, all of this stuff. And I was like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Why do you have to...
Girl, I don't know how you're still with him.
Why do you bring Rocky
into
this?
They had a baby together.
Well,
did you say you have a baby together?
We have a really good relationship.
It doesn't
sound like it. Your
Rocky.
Relationship is rocky.
No, now I'm all bummed.
And I'm sorry he said no, Erin.
I don't know.
What
kind of deal was this?
She's still giving it a go. Still giving it a go.
Becca says,
yeah,
when you bought an ice cream... But then you realize you have to go to the bathroom and now have no one to hold your ice cream. Hashtag single problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah, that is. How about this one? When a guy finally asks you out, but you find out he only wants to go for a run.
Well, that's
still a date.
Okay.
And sometimes those pheromones from sweating, those pheromones and whatnot, you know.
It could be.
On The Bachelor, they make them all physical
I'll
dates
tell you, though,
stuff.
When a guy, when I get dressed up for a date and a guy's done that, like, you want to go on a hike? I'm like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah. You don't want to look high maintenance. Yeah. And you're just like, oh,
and then you
got
to be a good sport. I hate when you have to be a good sport.
Oh, I got to get active.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not. And I don't want to pretend I am.
I know.
Yeah, don't pretend, because then you're eventually going to have to keep doing it.
All right.
Let's take one more here with Lacey. Go ahead, Lacey.
Whenever you want to do laundry and you have no one to do laundry with, hashtag single problem.
I'm so with you, Lacey.
That should be a problem. Yeah. I mean,
Lacey, oh man,
Well, I'm recently divorced, and so I'm like, I'm trying to do laundry over here. can't just
oh
go home
my
and
god.
Do that.
Oh,
Lacey.
I'm going to send Lacey a link.
Jenna's going to send you a link, Lacey. Thank you so much.
I was going to send you an Amazon link. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Lacey, good luck with that.
Amazon. Wow.
I think it's a little easier for girls, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You could just go to a bar and be like...
It is not that easy. It's easier for a guy. It's easier for a guy.
It's easier for a guy.
Y'all are completely...
Easier for a guy?
Yes.
No.
Tell them, Al.
Y'all are crazy.
Y'all have it way easier.
No. Way easier. A girl could go to a bar and go like, hey, this one's ready to go.
Yeah, ready.
Ask all the girls who go out every Saturday night and leave with nothing how easy it is.
Because they're not putting it out there that they want that.
They are putting it out there.
Just go take a bell with you. Pick up at the bar.
Yeah.
And a guy will be there within
that
seconds.
That's not true.
I'm telling you. You could ask 10 guys. I'd say 8 would say, let's go.
Yeah.
And the other 2 are probably in a relationship. And probably half of the guys that said yes are in a relationship. I'm telling you, girls have it easy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin's in the building, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Hello, yes.
How you feeling from that dance class?
I am feeling so... My butt was so sore, but I felt so good. And I watched the video. Yes, and then I kept on watching those videos. And I was like, wow, Yeah, your boy got moves.
Yeah, people were talking about you got the hips thing.
Yeah, I got that hip move, yeah, that curl.
Hips don't lie.
Yeah, you got to throw it in.
Yeah, you were throwing it in.
I was working like I was trying to pay rent, you know?
So what do you got for us this week?
All right, so guess what is Sunday, Valentine's Day. Hello.
You didn't even give us a chance to answer.
Yeah. I was going to say the first Sunday without football.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to call it.
Yeah, I'm trying to just get through Sunday and... You know, through it and over it.
So, well, I'm single for Sunday for Valentine's Day, but me and some friends are going to get together and we're going to do a ratchet Valentine's Day.
What is that?
Where we do karaoke and we end up at Waffle House.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
something
non-romantic. Those are your choices. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
And then we're just going to hang out with friends. But I'm wanting to know why I'm still single on Valentine's Day. And so I decided to go and ask for some relationship advice, what is love, from some experts.
Okay, well, we got Kelly here.
She is the love expert.
She is the love expert, but...
You need an outside,
because she's so busy on Wednesdays.
Well, and I'm too close to the situation.
Someone
that doesn't know you as
so
well.
So maybe get a second opinion and see if it matches.
Okay.
Who are these experts?
Let's listen to them.
Let me ask you this question. What is love? Explain it to me.
Love is... I forgot.
Basically, when someone likes someone very much and then they have a connection and it's love.
Oh, wow. That's deep. What do you think?
I have like two reasons for love.
Okay.
One is when your mom buys you a hoverboard.
Your mom buys you a hoverboard? Yes.
That's love.
I think that's his best understanding
love
about love. That's better than
feeling like you get when you have a connection with someone.
It's pretty hard to find love, but one day you will.
Preach. It is so hard to find love.
So you went to talk to kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I went to go ask some children for some love.
How old are these kids?
They were 5th, 3rd, and 4th grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who
fifth,
says it
third,
like
and
that?
4th,
3rd, and 4th.
You would say that.
How did you get approval to speak to underage children?
It took a while
to
get approval. But...
Oh, yeah, the background check.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you don't actually know any of these kids.
No, I do not. I had to go through, get some stamps, everything like that, get approval.
Wow.
So after I asked them about some... What love was? I was like, how? What's the best way to find love?
True.
What about Tinder though?
I've never heard of Tinder.
Really? I have heard of
what?
Tinder.
Oh wait, Tinder? Okay, but I don't know enough about.
Well,
it.
Well, I guess you'll be sitting on the couch swiping all day.
Okay. Your thumbs may hurt.
Your thumbs may hurt because.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm a swipe left or a swipe right?
Swipe
right.
Right.
Because right is right.
Yeah, right
okay,
is right.
Thank
you're
you.
Swipe right.
But now, left is lucky. I don't know.
Left
you're
is
both.
Lucky.
You're both. You're middle.
I'm
middle.
In the middle. I can be a left or a right.
Yeah.
Just
go down.
That's usually that's
mostly
usually how my life
right
is.
Because whenever you swipe to the right, it brings you to the next person. But if you swipe left, it just brings you backwards.
How do they know?
Yeah. So then
your heartbreak.
Yeah. Maybe. Then your heartbreak.
See, and that's something I don't know if I can go through. But maybe I'll lose weight through all that heartbreak. We'll see.
Oh my gosh, now you're already teaching kids to have weight issues.
Yeah. I'm just like, hey,
can't
maybe
be loved
heartbreak.
If you're fat. That's what you're teaching them already.
Yes,
but you can't.
You need to go back and revisit that.
I am hot with a broken heart.
but they said I was a swipe right, and they're like, sometimes you're both. And I was like, oh, well, thank you for being honest.
Swipe left or swipe right. Yeah. All right.
So then after that, I was like, well, how what's the age? How long should you be seeking love?
Okay.
How long should you be seeking?
How long?
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you are in your 40s? Should you still be on
you
Tinder?
Should, you should already have love.
Or you should just buy a bunch of dogs
are.
Or cats so you can fill yourselves with sweetness.
But like if
you're...
Or just say you have a kitten because every single girl buy loves roses. Cats. Lots of roses.
For myself?
Yeah. No.
For say if you get on the dating website, say that you have kittens.
I'm pretty sure if a guy wrote that he likes kittens on his website, he wouldn't get that many.
No. Oh, that's cute.
Even little
kittens,
kids are hating.
Hold on. This little... No, that's right. Kittens, cute. But if the guy says it's a cat, then you don't get the swipe. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got a cat at home.
That's a swipe left.
Yeah.
I got a kitten.
Yes, it's all about the wordage.
Yeah. That kid's onto something.
Mm-hmm. And well, I think what they were trying to say is like, if you're 40, give up and get a cat.
Exactly. That's exactly what I interpreted that as.
Yeah.
So then after that, So I'm trying to find love. How do you find it? And then how do you approach it? How do you start?
Yeah. How do you go for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
How about you try going out with dinner?
Mm-hmm. How should I go about that? How do you ask someone on a date?
You say, would you like to go on a date?
But don't get, like, too sweaty.
Yeah, don't
you
get
don't want to be a level 5
no.
million.
Don't.
Maybe you should ask to marry?
What if you have at least 10 dates before? 10 dates, that's the cutoff. 10 dates before, yeah. 10 dates for marriage.
And then they were judging me because they thought I would get really sweaty if I
never get sweaty.
Will you get the sweats?
I don't think so, but they seem to have.
Feel his hands right now, Jenna. Are they sweaty?
Oh, Justin.
What? Are they?
Are you sweaty?
No, they're not.
You've got clammy paws.
Clammy paws.
They're not that
They're just
clammy.
Soft.
Thanks, JC.
They're just not soft.
That All right, I okay, think the word okay, is supple.
Okay. Like he moisturizes.
It's supple.
I did. Well, I was putting them against the wood, so that's probably why.
On the desk, yes, on the desk.
That explains
Leave me and my sweaty palms alone.
Now he's all self-conscious.
This is why I never can find love, Jenna, because people like you.
I'm here.
I just love the directness of kids, though.
I love it.
As you get older because you start worrying about the consequences.
Yeah.
When you're, it's like that little kid that asked Emma Kelly to be his Valentine. She said no. He's like, blank.
Yeah.
But it was over.
It's like when you're young and when you're really old, you can just be as honest as you want.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What other advice did you get from these kids?
So now we are, what happens if you never find love? That's where we get now.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I asked that question.
Good question.
What if I never find love? Is it okay to die alone?
Oh, no.
No, you have to have cats.
I want to die alone.
Okay, cats.
Cats to die
alone. I want to die alone.
Yeah, at least you...
I don't.
You have to have at least
if
a chimpanzee.
If I don't get married before I'm 60, I will have cats.
No.
I will have cats.
I'll be a dog person. I don't know.
I'm glad you have your life planned out.
I'll be a ferret person.
Okay, so now they're telling me how to find. They're telling me what to do now.
Oh,
tips on how to find love.
So I asked them. Now they're actually giving me orders. Like, this is what you do.
Advice.
And it was so cute because this kid, he saw me and I thought he brought like a 6-pack of Capri Suns. And like he got up from his chair and he put his hand on my shoulder and he goes, are you going out, Justin? Where are you going? Like, you need to get out there more. I was like, oh, man, like, this dude is going to be like
a He gave you a Capri Sun for the road?
What a
pet talk.
What a stud.
But he didn't have it, but I envisioned it just there. But yes.
Where to go to find a date? Let's see.
What do you do? Do you stay in your house mainly?
I think tigers.
I think
Me?
Definitely go to your
Sometimes.
Tigers.
Sometimes I go to the bars, but that's different. No.
You really shouldn't be going to a bar.
You need to get out of your house, okay?
I need to get out of my house. That's
bars
what you're basically
only
telling
have
me.
Men.
That's a tip.
We need to go somewhere where there are women.
Oh, bars only have men.
Give her some chocolate.
I love chocolate.
Chocolate is a way to a woman's
kittens.
Chocolate roses. Nougat.
Nougat. Is a way to a woman's or a man's heart.
So I just learned here that bars only have men.
Uh-huh.
You need to go where the women are.
Right.
Not the bars. And bring her a kitten. That's cat mention number three.
And a chocolate nougat.
That kid at the end was very politically correct.
Yeah.
Because both men and women like chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, so now I'm like, what? This is why I'm not finding love, because all the tips I've ever gotten was to find women.
Do you think I'm single because I'm looking for a woman, though? Is that what it is?
No.
No.
Are you trying too hard or are you not trying?
Wow.
I don't think I'm trying at all to find a woman.
You need to try.
Try.
I need to try.
That's what my parents
keep on. That's what my parents keep on telling me to do.
How about you give her a sparkly cookie jar?
I've never thought of that.
I hadn't either. But my girlfriend's getting one for Valentine's Day.
Dang right.
So next on this list about kids' advice is, how do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Okay, how to celebrate Valentine's
what
Day
it
from
is.
Kids.
Why do we celebrate Valentine's Day? And should we be celebrating it? Should it be an important holiday to celebrate?
Yes.
Yes,
that we love.
Yes, because
we celebrate Valentine's Day to show that we care.
Oh, I thought
we should celebrate Valentine's Day.
I thought we showed Valentine's Day so we could be even with Halloween.
You should celebrate Valentine's Day because it's kind of like, if you're dating someone, you don't really get to show them their appreciation a lot. And so Valentine's Day is kind of the day to show them your appreciation for them and for pretty much everybody. And Valentine's Day, I like it because it's really fun. And a lot of people are really nice on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a lot of people are really nice on Valentine's Day.
Unless you're not in love and then, you know, you're one of those people that internalizes, I'm not with anybody.
No, we don't want to be with that person.
It's a sad day.
You know what's sometimes annoying, though, is the couples that are... like in love with each other, and they're like, oh, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day though.
Because every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we love each other all the time.
I love Valentine's Day because I just love the whole tradition of it.
Yeah.
And if you're with somebody,
celebrate.
I think it's fun to celebrate it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most
if you're not
women
with somebody, you know, I've been the depressed person that didn't have somebody, so.
Are you cool with the couple that celebrates but don't do the gifts?
Yeah, I'm fine really with that, cool. too. Yeah. But it's just the people that are just like, because there's couples who are just now starting to date, and they got their first Valentine's Day going, and they want to celebrate and have fun.
It's really weird, especially if it's really new.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah. Dinner, but it's like, do you get a gift, and how intimate should the gift be?
Do you sign a card?
A card.
Love.
You know how hard it is to find a card that's not oozing love with... You want to give them a card. Mm-hmm.
Just get a thinking of you card and put a little plastic, a stick-on heart on it to make it Valentine's.
I don't know. It's hard.
But it's like they're a couple, so now they're finally got something to do on that day, you know, and then you find the other couples who are like, oh, we've done it. We've been around the block before. Like, we're just happily married and go to bed at 8 o'clock after a show.
Shout out.
And it's more of like, hey, give some more spirit for the people who are in love.
Effort.
And then lastly on this list, they've got so much great advice, you know. So to summarize everything that I learned from these children today, here's what I got.
When someone likes someone very much and then they have a connection and it's love.
Well, I guess you'll be sitting on the couch swiping all day.
You should already have love.
Or just say you have a kitten.
Buy roses.
How about you try going out with dinner?
Don't get like too sweaty.
Maybe you should ask to marry.
You need to try.
Give her some chocolate.
It's pretty hard to find love, but one day you will.
There's your summer right there from the children.
Yeah, that was Marine.
Well played.
Thanks.
Nobody said anything about kissing.
Good.
We're raising the children
kittens,
right.
Though. A lot about kittens.
A lot about kittens and chocolate.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.